You are listening to 漫画先生。
よう、皆さん、漫画ステイポッドキャストへ、ウェルカムです。Hey everybody, welcome back to the 漫画ステイ podcast. 準備できましたか? Have you guys gotten ready? Today's podcast is one I've been waiting for a long time. That is because today, we're finally talking about the particle ni. Now, I must say something before we get into the particle ni. I've done this podcast for a number of years now, and I've taught Japanese to millions of people, and it's been my honor and my privilege to do so. However, what I've noticed is a good half of you give up before this point. So if you've made it to day 15, in fact, you made it yesterday, if you made it day 14, you have, in fact, gone farther than most people when doing the Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge. So I want to quickly congratulate you for moving this far. If you haven't got this far and you're just listening sporadically to this podcast, please keep going and try the Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge if you're new to Japanese. That being said, let's talk about ni. As we mentioned previously, particles are used to indicate as a marker of what a thing is doing in Japanese. These particles that we've learned thus far are things like wa, ga, and ka, to, and ya, and subject marker, topic marker, and question marker. Today, we're going to be learning the arrow marker, which is the direction marker. This marker indicates where we are going, where we are at, what direction we're facing, all of those direction things. If you want to give something from one person to another, that's going to indicate direction. And I see this very much like an arrow pointing in a very specific direction, pointing to a very specific thing. Okay? So we're going to use a basic example of this. Let's use where are you going? Okay? The word for where, as we learned yesterday, is doko, doko, where. It's one of the WH question words that we learned as part of yesterday's vocabulary list on the 30-day challenge. If I want to say, where are you going? I can say this. Doko ni, ni is where, the direction of where. Ni, ikimasu ka? Iku becomes iki. Iki plus mas plus ka. So that makes it a question, polite version of iku. And we have ni as the direction marker. Where are you going? Another great question answer would be like, where is John Sensei? Or, you know, is John Sensei here? Or another great question would be, or a statement. Let's do a statement, guys. Let's say, I'm going to Japan. That's something everyone wants to say, right? If I would say I'm going to Japan, 私は僕は日本, Japan, 日本, 日本, that's how I say it because of my accent in Japanese, 日本に行きます. I am going to Japan. Okay. If I want to say I'm going to the store, I can say スーパーに行きます. The スーパー is the supermarket, the grocery store. に行きます. So I'm going there. That's the direction that I'm moving. Okay. This is going to imply the movement. This is the direction that we're facing. Okay. And I can use this with a number of things. I don't have to use to go. I can actually use from as well. I can use, now there are people say, how about kara? Kara's a thing. Don't worry about kara right now. Let's, I can say that would, and you imply where they're coming from. So I can use ni to mark a direction something is going. If I want to say, this train is going to Tokyo, この電車 is the word for train, ga, that's the thing that we're talking about, Tokyo ni, and now, or going to, that's a very polite way of saying iku. That's what you hear on the train. And so in this case, will be ikimasu, okay? So this is going to mark our direction. This is where we are going. This is the location of which we are moving, okay? And as always, ni is going to follow the place of which we're going, the direction of which we're going. So if I want to go north, kita, east, higashi, west, nishi, or south, minami, I'm going to have that ni following those directions, okay? And this is going to allow me so many different options here. I can now start using my verbs to give me direction. Or I can ask if someone's going. I can say, yeah, karaoke ni ikimasu. Like, ni ikimasu ka? That's right, because we know ka now, right? So, karaoke ni ikimasu ka? Are you going to go to karaoke? And you can simply ask them, Are you going there? Because you now have the directions. You can ask where people are going. And this is a fantastically wonderful thing because now you can start diversifying how your sentences are going. So what I would recommend doing as a quick activity for the day is I would write down and then say out loud, very loudly if you can, the better, the more opportunities you have to openly speak, the better. And I would guide yourself left and right, hidari left, miki right, and give yourself directions to the store. And this put ikimasu after every single one. And then make it informal, go iku. And then make it past tense, go ikta. And so you can go to all these different places and then say who you saw there. John sensei ga imashita. And things along that line. Tomodachi mo ita. You know, things along those natures. But thank you so much for joining today's podcast. Remember, it's 10,000 mistakes to affluent, and we are a couple mistakes closer. Thank you so much, and enjoy today's Manga Sensei podcast.